little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're going to move on now to a presentation with a sore throat, again, for children. We're talking about Thomas. So Thomas has come in to see you with Thomas's mother, and we're just going to ask some questions related to that, which are red flag questions. So first of all, has Thomas got a temperature?
Not today, doctor.
What about a cough?
Yeah, he is coughing.
And his breathing's okay?
Yeah, his breathing's all right.
And is he swallowing all right?
Oh, he says it's very sore.
Okay. So we put all of this into context, don't we, when we're looking at Thomas's throat. So let's say we've examined Thomas's throat and it looks pretty awful. So he's got a really nasty, pussy, red throat, and he's got big glands. And I think most of us as GPs, when we see a presentation like that, so Thomas doesn't have a cough, he does have a temperature, he's got the majority of the GP Centaur criteria that would suggest that there's a reasonable chance that this could be a bacterial infection rather than a viral infection. And we guide our patients or their carers to make a decision about whether or not they want to use antibiotics or whether or not they want to take standby antibiotics away with them. But on this occasion, we've recommended, or Thomas's mum has made a decision that she wants to use antibiotics for Thomas. So we're going to safety net Thomas to watch out for certain things. So mum's going to be watching out for these symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have a bash?
Yeah, so hopefully Thomas is going to manage with his antibiotics. And if I'm right and the antibiotics do the trick, then Thomas is going to get a lot better over the course of the next week. But if I'm not right and if the antibiotics aren't doing the trick and things are actually getting worse for Thomas, there's a few things you need to look out for. So one of them would be he's unable to swallow. Another would be he's drooling. Another would be very high temperatures that don't settle when he takes paracetamol or ibuprofen. And if you notice any of these things, then it could mean that the antibiotics aren't actually working and he's getting worse. So I would want you to watch out for them and get back to us if you see those things.
So it's worthwhile highlighting and perhaps making yourself look quite savvy when it comes to sore throats, that if you give a timeline by which you'd expect things to be getting better, and if they don't get better, you can warn the patient. Now, I guess this presentation with Thomas is very unlikely to be glandular fever in this sort of age group. But with an older, let's assume teenager, presenting with a sore throat, then there's every chance that they might be presenting with glandular fever. Now, if you haven't really realised that this is probably glandular fever at the first presentation, then you can actually make yourself look like a proper doctor by warning the patient or their carer that if they don't get better after a certain time span, let's say 2 weeks, that there's a reasonable chance that this might be glandular fever, in which case we should be thinking about doing a test at that stage. So worthwhile safety netting with a timeline for many different presentations as well.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.